the hour. Today is Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the First Amendment.
Is it the Second Amendment?
What's the First Amendment to the Constitution? Is it freedom of speech?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I went right out of my mind. Second Amendment is the right to bear arms.
Right.
Third Amendment is the right to have a clean shower. Right?
I love that one.
You like that? Clean water for a good shower. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, the Doug Steffen Good Day family on the air. I'm Dudley, actually. Another great American day has presented itself to us, the opportunity to discuss the issues of the day, things that are going on. And as if that were not enough, we have Lisa Alano, who is the resident psychic on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here to talk with you in a few minutes about soulmates. Richie, have you married your soulmate?
I believe I have, yeah.
Have you married your soulmate? Are you looking for your soulmate? Roberta has not married her soulmate.
I'm good.
Yeah. We don't need any more trouble. All right,
nope.
So anyway, we'll stir that pot in a moment or two. Meanwhile, a story from Ethiopia today.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Not too far from Syria.
Right.
So that's the connection. There is a story, actually, at DougSteffen.com about Dakwabo Iba. Dakwabo Iba.
Love their names.
Dakwabo Iba is apparently very old. But just how old is he? How old is Dakwabo Iba? He says he's 160 years old, even though there is no birth certificate to prove his claim.
Of course there isn't.
No. Iba made the statement in a video for a television network in Ethiopia. The reporter was so impressed by his knowledge about local history that he was convinced that this retired farmer has to be 16 decades old. The reporter, especially impressed by Mr. Dakwabo Iba's alleged memories of Italy's 1895 invasion of Ethiopia, he said, quote, "When Italy invaded Ethiopia, I had two wives and my son was old enough to herd cattle."
Huh. Where is his son?
His son
would be the first thing I would look for if I were the reporter.
Right. Now, if his age, I don't have an answer to that question, Richie. If his age is verifiable, he would be the oldest person ever recorded to have lived and breathed on the earth, beating out previous record holder Jean Calmet, a French woman who was 122 when she floated off to her next reality. So this guy is a picture of him, if you'd like to see it.
He doesn't look a day over 150.
No, I would say he's fossilized and still breathing under the circumstances. But is it possible? Anything is possible, don't you think?
The guy's got to have family around that can say, well, I'm 90 and he's been around long before me, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is. Story's there at...
Unless he knocks him off so that he can keep the proof.
DougSteffen.com, yeah. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com has to do with September 11th and how you are acknowledging it. You might want to help us understand that as we work our way through the day and into the night. Another story that is from the same area.
Wait a minute. Before we move on, it says in this article about the 160-year-old man that medical technology might be able to confirm Ebba's age.
Yeah.
How do they do that? Do they cut him open and count the rings?
I think that's, isn't that carbon dating?
You get a carbon date? What's carbon?
I don't know.
Carbon,
you have to be dead for
dead,
that to work?
You're fossilized.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong
guy.
That's
what they put Han Solo in, wasn't it?
I report, you decide. That's what happens here. 888-302-3684. Here's a story from Kenya, which is right next door to Ethiopia. We seem to have Africa news this morning.
Yeah, we got you covered.
The underground water discovery this week. Apparently, in this area, in Kenya's desert, the discovery of water is equivalent in volume to 25 times greater than the use of water in New York City.
Wow.
The annual recharge rate, 3 times the water use in New York City. So they have the water to cover 3 times the water needed in New York in this underground water discovery in the desert.
Wow.
Right? Never will they experience famine again. Apparently, you know what's happened.
They'll use it all up. They'll kill it.
Well, if you go to, by the way, this part of the world, if you understand the geology of the planet, this part, northern and sub-Saharan Africa, was all plush greenery a couple of billion years ago. And so what's happened as the plates have changed, and sub-Saharan Africa wasn't on the equator. It used to be lower. So as the plates have changed and the continents, remember, South America and Africa used to be one. And as the plates changed on the surface of the planet, all of the separation, there's about 1,400 miles between the furthest most point in Brazil and the closest point in Morocco. And so over the years, the billions of years, the planet's separated its pieces. And so South America has moved south. And Africa has moved north, so that what was lush land is now the Sahara Desert. And what was a desert before with South America is now the tropical rainforest and all that lush land. So you see how the planet has changed over the millennia. And the water is still under these places, so if water comes up, you'll see a great difference. And you can see that in Israel and other places, Palestine, the Jordan River, and how lush it is along the river and how much desert there is every place else.
How in the world has it taken them this long to be able to discover this water? With all the technology that we have nowadays and all the help that we try to give the starving nations that don't have food and water, it just seems amazing to me that we're just now kind of tripping across this pond.
Having the slightest idea the answer to that, Rishi, I'm just...
There's a lot of... on Kickstarter and Indiegogo and all of these
crowdfunding
sites.
Yeah.
A lot of projects going to try and supply water to villages.
You think we're fighting about oil now. The future of the planet will be determined by who controls the water. And it isn't the oil, it's the water that we're going to have problems with. As people in India and these other irresponsible countries continue to have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 children per family, which is 6 more than the planet can support. If you're not in a country or in a philosophy where you believe, and this is religious, it's ethnic, whatever, however you want to shape it, the Israelis are horrible with this. They're as bad as the Indians. They're trying to... You see these really conservative Jews, not only in Israel, but in New York and Los Angeles, they're pumping out 8, 9, 10 kids because they want to have enough support in the religion to be able to survive. So the philosophy is keep having more kids. It is totally irresponsibly a matter for public policy, and nobody dares touch it. Nobody dares say we need to limit, not with the laws, but with education.
How you
educate people?
One.
Well, you present the best. How are you going to be able to take care
China
of
did it.
8 children? Yeah, they sure did. Yeah, we don't want that, but we sure don't want to have the kind of population explosion that there is in India and in some other places that is just not, it isn't sustainable. The planet cannot sustain any more, really, than what it has now. And yet we keep adding every year.
A lot of those people migrate to here and other modern
the reason America
that can sustain them.
The reason America is so screwed up is because we can't handle the number of people who are here now.
Those people have to go dying and starving and have no money and can't supply for their families, so they go somewhere where they think they can.
Right.
And, you know, the UK and here and, you know.
All right, let's find out if we can find our soulmate, Lisa Lano, going to join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/westwardpromo or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit granger.com/westwardpromo for details.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Doctor, what did I want to say? Am I going to be a doctor? Dr. Doug is here. And Dr. Lano, I don't think she is a doctor, but she got lots of knowledge. Doctor, I like Dr. Lisa Lano. How do you like this? Lisa, you like the sound of that? Dr. Lisa Lano.
I love
Lano.
The sound of that.
You like that?
I do.
You've just
I like
been
that.
Got a doctorate.
I've just given you an honorary. Right, that's it. That you have the honorary, the first ever honorary doctorate from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How's that? Cool.
Thank you.
You're don't spend all your money in one place.
Nah, that's right. All right, let's talk about soulmates. You do a lot of counseling as a psychic with people who are trying to find their soulmate or identify the person they're with as a soulmate. So I wondered what you could do in the next, let's say, 8 or 9 minutes to help people understand the concept of soulmates first.
Well, there's a lot of different concepts. Some people say that your soulmate is simply the person that it doesn't have to be a mate. But I'm going to go on soulmates being the love type of a soulmate.
Right, that's
okay?
What you want. Yeah.
Because we can have an amazing soulmate that could be our best friend, a family member, but we're going to talk about love and romance, since that's mostly what people want.
Right.
I think a lot of times what I find is people get very disappointed when their relationships or marriages don't work, and they say, I thought that was my soulmate. And many times we are brought together with certain people to learn, or perhaps to have our children. And when we've done our job, it's done.
That was the case with me and my wife. We were not, by any stretch of the imagination, soulmates, but we had two great children, and we became great friends. Somebody described... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, those little entities of yours, your children, more than likely he decided, I want that one and that one to be my parent.
Yeah, and that's how a lot of people don't understand that's the philosophy of many people. You choose your parents. I saw one person describe a soulmate as somebody who has locks that fit your keys and keys to fit your locks. I thought that was...
Wow, what a nice expression.
What, soulmate?
No, the locks to fit your keys.
Yeah, that's nice. 21 after. Don't be such a cynic.
Please.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Your love, and is your love appropriate? Is the person you love your soulmate? You need to have your soulmate be the person with whom you spend the best part of the best years of your life with. Do some people never find it? Is there a frustration connected to it? Psychic Lisa Lano is here on the Good Day program. You can reach her, by the way, in the easiest way possible by going to our website, lisamlano2ns.com. lisamlano.com. I think you would find spending time with her very instructive and helpful. So we're delving into the area of soulmates and how you find out what do you do. We discounted soulmates as being not love relationships. We believe that they are love relationships. So how do you go through all this? What are the questions you ask of someone? Most typically, it's probably a woman trying to find out whether the man that she's infatuated with could be her soulmate. So what kind of probing questions do you have to ask, or is it just all something that you get psychically? Yeah, this guy's it.
I try to go psychically on things rather than counseling, unless they're asking for my actual advice as a, you know, an older person. So I try to go listen to what I hear psychically. A lot of times I'll tune into that person and say he or she is this way or that way, and I know I'm on the right track with them. A lot of times it's just a matter of, and it's really easy, just let it go, I tell people. Just, you know, and it's probably the hardest thing to do.
But that's, yeah, it is. I mean, how do you let it just
say,
go?
Lisa, that's my thing, is I always think people are looking too hard or looking in the wrong place,
you're not going to find
or really wanting it. And let's take Doug as the perfect example. I've watched Doug go through relationships in the 17 years that I've known him, and his true love, his soulmate, is his dog.
Oh, yeah, that's mine, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, he keeps, I don't know that he's looking, but he's already got his soulmate, I believe, and it walks on four legs and poops out in the pasture.
Well, I find that if we push the issue with people, and this is what I do find with most of my clients, is that they want to make that lock, key fit into the lock. Mm-hmm. They want to push it, and it's not the right key.
Yeah.
And they do. They push it and push it, and when they finally just let it go, you know, if that's the person that's supposed to be with you, then they will be.
You see, I think that's it. I think you've hit the nail on the head. Oftentimes, and I'm someone who certainly has done this, whether you're the initiator or somebody else is the initiator, the timing is important, and it may be that the time in certain circumstances isn't right. right doesn't mean that it can't be something that is an equivalency later on, but you cannot force a round peg into a square hole. Some people are ready and some people aren't. Doesn't mean that there isn't a connection. It just means that the time may not be right at the moment where you make your first connection. Is that right?
It's true, but with that, you also have to be concerned about people saying, well, it's just not the right time, so I'm going to wait. And they don't leave themselves open for any other possibilities that may come their way.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the tarot card, the Four of Cups, which is you're looking at three and then there's one being held over your head that you're not seeing, that happens a lot because somebody's just waiting and says, well, maybe next year it'll happen, maybe the year after. And they wait and they wait. In the meantime, something's been offered to them, and they don't see it, and they pass it by. And so I tell people, you know, once you let it go to the universe or God or whatever words you want to use, be prepared for the answer. You know, you could turn around, let it go, and that person could end up getting married. And now, you know, you're saying, well, that's not what I wanted. No, I'm hurt. I thought that was my soulmate. But you got your answer. It may not always be what you wanted to hear, but that's what you needed.
Mm-hmm. So it is something that requires some work, some willingness to understand, and I think that that probably, again, most of the questions that Lisa gets from people has to do with romance and love and that sort of thing, and whether or not your soulmate comes into the equation remains to be seen. You might want to check it out. A lot of information at Lisa's website as well as a connection to her. LisaMLano.com. It's L-A-N-N-O. LisaMLano.com. Here to help us out, understand what's going on in this particular part of our lives here on Good Day.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points, and we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news.
Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
It's 33 and change at the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we wind our way through some of the issues of the day, the important things informationally. Certainly lots of conversation continuing about Syria, what's developing there. You may have heard about the tattoo controversy. Washington may institute a 24-hour waiting period for
the city
tattoos. Did I say Washington, D.C.?
You said Washington. You so just
okay.
Clarify.
Washington, D.C., the right. District of Columbia, wants to not have people on impulse get a tattoo or ear piercings. So Kenny has been following this. What do you find, Kenny, about if it does go through and the purchase of a tattoo is not protected, what happens? You have some interesting, actually, sort of an interesting connection to the gun control debate.
Well, yeah, Rich was talking earlier about this and said how the tattoo itself is art and it's free speech.
Yeah.
But the purchase of the tattoo is a transaction that's separate and not protected, and that's part of what the argument is. And if while it's unlikely, if they do find that and hold it up and pass this, I can only imagine that the gun control debate will go down this route, and they'll say that you have the right to bear arms, that's in the Constitution, but the purchase, the sale, the transaction is not in the Constitution.
Nah. There you go. I didn't like them apples, folks.
Wow.
Put that in your mind and think about it. It could certainly get very interesting.
And think about how many left turns and right turns our rights take based on something that's totally irrelevant to the main issue.
Yeah,
it's so fascinating.
Yeah, the twists and turns of reality. Speaking of that, Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes. He has found something interesting on a whole different note, but he's always finding things interesting. We'll dig around with something that seems implausible in a few minutes. Meanwhile, a lady is under arrest. Montana newlywed Cody Lee, I'm sorry, Jordan Lynn Graham is the lady in question here.
Yeah, what
she
do?
Admitted to pushing her husband off a cliff.
Ah!
After they got married.
How did he do?
He's dead.
Oh.
So he didn't do well at all.
She's
been charged with second-degree murder.
Really?
She told the FBI that she and her husband were out on a rock climb, and they got into an argument.
Right. About the life insurance policy?
I'm not sure, but at any rate, she said that during the argument, he grabbed her arm. And then she broke free and turned around and pushed him, and he went over the cliff. Pushed him with both hands as hard as she could, she said. He fell face first off the cliff. Then she reported him missing. She lied to police about what happened, apparently she got caught in her lie. It would have been very easy to say he slipped.
Yeah.
That's all you say. I'm sorry. We weren't for this thing. We're on our honeymoon. The guy slips and falls. Oh, my God, what a tragedy.
He called with an hysterical 911 call. We were hiking. He slipped. He fell. I can't get him.
If she's convicted of this, she gets to go to prison for the rest of her life. Didn't seem to be too smart, but at any rate, that's
tragic and sad.
That is really, yep. The police in Florida say that they have put together some of the pieces of the iPad that George Zimmerman grabbed from his wife and smashed on the floor.
Why?
And they say it has evidence of the domestic dispute and perhaps some abuse that Zimmerman and his wife were experiencing. I'm not sure on whose part.
So she was filming him beating her father. Then he grabbed it, threw it on the ground, destroyed the evidence, and now they're trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together to put Zimmerman in jail.
The police say the iPad could hold crucial evidence in determining whether any charges will be filed against Zimmerman. I think you're right. The police want to get him, like O.J., under any circumstances they can. The device was in pieces. A laboratory got a hold of it, started to put it together. Apparently, in the 911 call, the wife says that Zimmerman grabbed the iPad and smashed it. He was detained by police after she argued that he was threatening her. The father said that Zimmerman had a gun. None of that apparently turned out to be true, or at least they decided not to press charges against him. Anyway, and yesterday, Zimmerman's attorney, Mark O'Mara, said, I'm not representing him any longer.
Let me give you a little piece of advice.
Cuckoo factor. Yeah.
Move.
Lay low. Yeah.
To another country.
Yeah. Anyway.
At least another city, another state. Get out of town.
Yeah.
Rio is nice this time of year.
Yeah. You're not going to do
nice
too well.
It's nice most every time of year, I think, Kenny, from what I hear. Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies and better their minds and improve their confidence in themselves. Self-improvement is really in. So when you look in the mirror every morning and you see your teeth yellow as they are and want to do something about it, don't get annoyed. Get on the phone and call 800-865-7602. That's the way to get a hold of Power Swabs. Power Swabs are the clinically proven way to clean your caps, your crowns, your veneers. Power Swabs gets rid of all the stains that are on your teeth. Who doesn't want to have a nice white smile? Enjoy your life. 5-minute solution to white teeth can be found at the other end of 800-865-7602. This is Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system. Comes from coconut oil. All natural, works or your money back. 800-865-7602. Call now and get a free, extra added attraction. You've heard me talking about the Power Swabs stick. It's called the Stain Out Quick Stick. You'll get one of those free when you order your Power Swab kit. 800-865-7602.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This fall, small business owners are finding unique ways to bring health and happiness to the workplace. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, almost 9 in 10 small business owners are taking steps to improve employee health and wellness. Though only one-third of small businesses offer health and wellness benefits, nearly half provide work-from-home options or flexible work hours. Additionally, about a third offer discounted company services or goods. Other popular perks include healthy snacks, massages, company sports teams, and community service opportunities. Small business expert Steve Strauss.
You don't have to be part of a larger company to offer your employees great perks. In our increasingly plugged-in world, employees appreciate flexible work options and having an opportunity to participate in social activities with colleagues. These unique benefits are cost-effective, they build a strong company culture, and increase company productivity. And all of that will help your business in the long run.
To learn more, visit about.bankofamerica.com. I'm Dan Marin.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
Back to school got you on the run? Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It is at this point in time that we share some thoughts. This is the hour of the program in which we get into thinking and thoughts and how they are things and how your mind works and where do you go with the things in your mind that you can't prove or you don't understand. And thus the presence of Uri Geller, who is at his residence, a little village called Sonning on the Thames. And there's a picture of you that we might want to, Kenny, post on our Facebook page of Uri looking at a mailbox in the middle of the river. So, what the heck? Is that, what are you trying to prove, or what are you saying about this? Perhaps there was no water there when the box was put in. Is that what you're suggesting, or what?
No. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. At about 5:30 in the morning, I got a frantic call from the BBC telling me that voters have been tweeting a picture of an old British postbox, the red one, that is probably 100 years old, that someone that mysteriously appeared on the side wall of a 1,000-year-old bridge that is right next to my house. Now, this is a conservation area, and the bridge is a listed bridge, so you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to hammer a nail in anything to damage the bridge. And lo and behold, a postbox appears on it. So she said to me, what do you have to say about it? I thought it was a hoax, and I ran out of the house. It takes me 3 minutes to get to the bridge. And lo and behold, there it was. There is a postbox on Sonning 1,000-year-old bridge. So Nobody knows how it materialized there. I can tell you that there are many sightings of a ghost of a little girl called Isabella, who was a royal girl, and she floats across the bridge once or twice every 3 or 4 months. I've never seen the ghost, but lots of villagers did. And I kind of jokingly said, well, maybe it's the ghost of Isabella that placed the postbox. Strangely enough, it's a 100-year-old postbox. I have the same postbox that I bought 33 years ago in an antique shop. They don't make them anymore. So you can imagine the mystery suddenly took wings. I started getting phone calls from Bangkok, Tokyo, Egypt, even Jordan, Germany, Holland, radio stations and television stations and newspapers were asking me what on earth was going on. So that is the story. This postbox is still there. Now the local authorities and the postal service are contemplating whether to pull it off.
Take it out of there. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's dig into you and what you think happened. Never mind all the other stuff of what could. Well, you've had a thought about what happened. What do you think happened?
Well, the BBC now is accusing me. I mean, the call that I have today from the
you did
BBC
it.
Berkshire telling me, oh, Mr. Geller, you did it probably, didn't you? Right. I said, no, I didn't. I would never damage a 1,000-year-old bridge. Beside, my property is so well covered with cameras and filming and recordings that you could easily, I mean, if you run back the film, you could easily see me going out there and putting the box up.
Right, you got to chisel out, though. This is great. Granite, you'd have to chisel out the granite in order to get the thing in there.
Yeah, it's not granite. It's made from bricks, but there are 900-year-old bricks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And also it's almost...
Oh, it is bricks. Yeah, I see it now, yeah.
...a position where you can't get there because there's water around you.
Right, you have to be in a
this
boat.
This is really a mystery, and that's why it became a conversation item, and people are driving in from London, from Manchester, from Birmingham to witness this, the miracle of the red postbox.
Mm-hmm. You love this stuff, though, don't you?
I love it. I mean, it's hard to believe how this story takes off. And but I didn't do it. But, you know, my rational mind tells me that someone indeed sailed into the bridge probably at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and hammered this postbox onto the wall. They maybe put a ladder on their boat to get to that height, and they hammered in the box and they disappeared. So the mystery is now who put it there and whether it's a criminal offense.
Well, we all know that they're serious. Sometimes they're a little more serious than they need to be over there with things like this. But I think that 2 and 2 is still 4 on this circumstance. So it'll be very interesting. So you'll watch it. You'll report on it. But it's, again, like a lot of other things that are unexplainable. And that's why Uri's so good at all this, the explaining the unexplainable, which is a cool thing. URIGELLER, UriGeller.com, a great place to find lots of things to talk about. He's with us here on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Visit with the lovely and talented Warren Eckstein. There we go. I like that. The crescendo of conversation focusing on animals, pets, dogs, cats. Richie has 2 new puppies, and I'm sure he's going to need some advice on how to handle them. So we get to that, plus the question whether dogs should take minerals, selenium, magnesium, potassium. Are those appropriate for your dogs as they are appropriate for you? We'll get Warren's advice on that in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSC Consumer Care Incorporated.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks everywhere who are getting new dogs. Mr. McFadden had to put his lovely dog to sleep last year, and he's been thinking about it with his family.
It's like a total turn.
Right, this is an entirely different. Patch was sort of a Heinz 57.
No, Patch was a red border collie, which is a large border collie. So do we, until we talked to a couple people who breed red border collies, and he was about 65 pounds. Pounds of big border collie, and now I went for 2 pug puppies, and they are the smallest, cutest, most energetic little things you could ever see, and they're just adorable. My kids love them. My wife loves them. She flew back from Colombia yesterday on an airplane. They slept on the airplane the whole time. We're adorable and great, and now we have 2 puppies in the house, Warren.
How's it smell in your house today?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, they've had a couple of accidents, but we've been taking them out a lot. But Warren peaked my my interest because he said, I told him that we laid a little piece of paper down in the kitchen overnight just in case they have a mistake. And he said, you can tell you have kids because dog owners don't potty train their dogs. They house break them. That is interesting. What is the difference?
You know, I've been doing this for a few years, and the bottom line is the terminology people come up with when they talk about housebreaking their dogs is amazing. First of all, when was the last time you saw a puppy sitting on a commode reading a magazine? You don't potty train them. You teach them to go outside. And I always love the people that call me up and says, Warren, how do I get my dog to do his business outside like he practices law? So the bottom line is, yeah, just the term, the potty training, you can always tell when someone has kids because they potty train their kids, but you housebreak a dog. By the way, two pug puppies, that's almost one whole dog, Richie.
It's close. Yeah. Energy-wise, it's two whole dogs.
Yeah.
That's just so, what is going to be your number one tip for housebreaking your puppies?
Well, you know, really, the most important thing to do at this point is to regulate their diet, because by regulating their diet, are you assuming like 5 or 10 minutes after they eat or drink,
correct,
they have to go. So regulate their diet, regulate their food. That's really important as well. The other thing that's real important is to make sure you clean up the areas with something that really gets rid of the odor. I'll give you an example. When a dog has an accident, most people run to the cupboard. They get Mr. Clean, Top Job, Less Toil. All of those products contain ammonia, and ammonia is exactly the same smell as urine, so you might as well pee on the floor because you're putting down the same odor you're trying to get rid of. So you need to clean it up with a good odor neutralizer, which, by the way, I'll send you one, Richie, if you remind me. That's really critical. And the other thing, and I talked a little bit off the air with you, is they're teething right now, so they're going to be chewing on everything. They're going to be chewing on your hands. They're going to be chewing on fabric. Their mouth hurts. If it was an infant, as a father, you know, you go to the drugstore, you buy a frozen teething ring for the kids. What you do is take some of the dog's favorite toys, put a little Cheese Whiz or a little gravy on them, pop them in the freezer, and when the dog's mouth really hurts, give them the frozen toys to play with. It'll alleviate a lot of the pain and help you get through the teething.
Now you just helped me more than you can
even. And one more thing.
Yes, please.
A lot of trainers and a lot of behaviors are going to say, wait till the dog's a little bit older to start training him. The same energy and the same intelligence it takes for a puppy to learn how to do something wrong can be used to teach the puppy how to do something right. Short lessons, 5 or 10 minutes at a time, every day. Don't wait. I start training at 8 weeks old. You're already a week or two behind.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask you quickly, selenium, magnesium, potassium, should dogs take minerals?
Only under your veterinary's advice. A lot of people are using that, but they're giving their dogs way too much. So ask your veterinarian. If he doesn't know, go to an integrative vet who does.
All right. Here's the advice from Warren Eckstein, the pet expert from The Pet Show, here on the Good...
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. ORTMAN.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.